The proposed affordable rental housing for veterans and seniors will be the subject of a public hearing tentatively scheduled for March 5. Central Saanich Council voted to hold a public hearing for the OCP Amendment Bylaw, which changes the development's zoning from neighborhood residential to multifamily residential. This will allow stakeholders and community members to be heard. The decision comes after months of council discussions and many public opposition to the proposed housing project. This is a really tough decision and one that I have spent more hours than I can even think to count contemplating, Kaun. Sarah Riddell said, when decisions are this complex and there are valid perspectives on both sides, I think we owe it to our community to have a public hearing, because without one, we risk hearing from a vocal segment of our community rather than providing an opportunity for everyone. Located at 1934-1966 Hovey and 7551 East Saanich Roads, the project by Arise Developments was planned in collaboration with the South Vancouver Island Housing Society and Legion Manor Victoria. According to the proposal, two new purpose-built rental buildings will be constructed, one with 57 affordable studio and one-bedroom units for seniors and veterans, and another with 130 studio to three-bedroom units for the local workforce. Rod Hughes, president of Legion Manor Victoria, says they appreciate the opportunity at the public hearing to provide an update on all of the changes made to the building as a result of the previous public consultation. We'd also like to talk about the OCP amendment process and the fact that amending the plan is actually a regular occurrence and shouldn't be an impediment to building homes to meet the increasing and well-documented demand, especially for veterans and seniors, he added. The motion to take the proposed development to a public hearing was initially shot down by council during its first reading on October 21, 2024. On December 9, 2024, a public hearing on the same housing project was cancelled on the request of district staff, who were notified that Arise intended to revise its development application in response to community feedback. The developers have since made several revisions to the project, which they have shared with the public via a community meeting held on January 15 at St. Mary's Anglican Church in Sonniton. Among other changes, the parkade entrance has been moved to East Saanich Road and the building's height has been lowered to 2 four-story structures. We've spent nearly 2 years working on this project to support Legion Manor Victoria, building on the meaningful contributions they've made to the Central Saanich community for over 50 years, explained Chris Quigley, Director of Development at Arise. I'm relieved to see it moving forward to a public hearing, where everyone will have the chance to have their voice heard. According to Quigley, while some have claimed that this proposal contradicts the official community plan, the OCP contains clear language supporting projects like this, projects that address the urgent housing needs of the local workforce, seniors and veterans. Legion Manor has made several efforts to expand in the past, and we're grateful for the opportunity to share their story and highlight the positive impact this project could have on the community. A group of residents has been very vocal in their opposition to this amendment, launching an online petition urging the district to respect the OCP. If approved, it will demolish half of a well-established small neighborhood at the edge of Sonniton, they said. The motion passed 4-3, with opposition from Kauns, Zeb King and Gordon Newton and Mayor Ryan Windsor. The public hearing will take place at the Saanich Fairgrounds and is expected to be well attended. Arise Developments, Legion Manor Victoria and the architectural firm Dialogue are all expected to participate.